a pánové, dobré odpoledne. Vítejte na společné tiskové konferenci ministrů zahraničních věcí České a Bulharské republiky. Já na úvod poprosím pana ministra Schwarzenberga, aby řekl několik slov, a poté pana ministra Bulharské republiky.
Tak bylo to velice příjemné setkání, které jsme domlouvali po delší čas, vždycky, když jsme se setkávali v rámci Evropské unie. Konečně se to podařilo. Máme, jak známo, už z 19. století velmi důvěrné a intenzivní vztahy s Bulharskem a snažíme se, abychom v tomto duchu pokračovali. Měli jsme intenzivní výměnu názorů, jak co se týká vývoje v Evropské unii, tak jsem se mnoho pana ministra poučil a dozvěděl o vývoji kolem Černého moře. Diskutovali jsme situaci na Balkánu kolem Kosova. Krátce a dobře, máme spoustu zajímavých politických témat, které se nás dotýkají, ale především jsme taky se zadosti učiněním zjistili, jak dobře se vyvíjí hospodářské vztahy mezi Bulharskem a Českou republikou. Je už spousta českých podniků od elektráren až k slavné firmě Jelínek ve Vizovicích, kteří investují v Bulharsku. Taky v tomto směru se to vyvíjí dobře. Taky, aby to bylo trochu vyrovnanější, pokud díky vstoupá taky bulharský export do České republiky. Takže musím říci, byla to velmi přínosná a příjemná návštěva bez nejmenších problémů, ale spousta společných zájmů a právě velmi dobře se vyvíjících vztahů.
I would like to say that we've agreed to hold this meeting already for a long period of time. At several occasions we've met at the level of European Union. And since 19th century, there are very close and intelligent relationship with...
Not intelligent.
Might be intelligent.
Tak jsem asi přeslechla. Relationships with Bulgaria. We've held very intensive exchange of our opinions. I've learned about the development of Czech and Bulgarian relationships. We have a lot of in common. There is very good economic development and economic relationships. And not only companies like power plants, but also Vizovice Jelinek are investing in Bulgaria. So we can say that there have been no problems within our communication and our relationships. And this visit was very pleasant and fruitful.
Now I would like to ask you, Minister Kalfin, for several words. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really had the pleasure of having a very extensive and deep conversation with Minister Schwarzenberg on a number of issues, including the bilateral relations and our cooperation within the European Union and international issues that our both countries are concerned. I can only confirm the appreciation for the excellent state of our bilateral relations, and coming here in Prague 6 months after the accession of Bulgaria to the European Union, I had the chance to express once again the gratitude to Bulgaria for the whole support we have had from the Czech Republic during the whole long way to joining the European Union. And we believe that we shall continue with that cooperation, since there are issues that the Czech Republic is going ahead of us. We are interested in the experience, for including the preparation and the accession to the Schengen area, including other issues of transformation. So we shall appreciate very much the continuation of all these efforts and cooperation. Again, on economic side, what we have to do is not only to make the Czech investors feeling comfortable in Bulgaria, but also to stimulate a little bit more Bulgarian companies to be more active and to invest in the Czech Republic. We already have Bulgarian companies that are looking abroad, that are investing abroad, and I think that the Czech Republic would be an excellent opportunity. There are many issues that we are discussing within the European Union, and I'm very glad that we had the chance today to go into more details and to understand better each other's positions. It was very useful, very interesting to me to talk with Minister Schwarzenberg on a number of issues, including the relations with partners like Russia, including the developments in the field of the defense policy, including the Black Sea cooperation and the new policy of the European Union, Black Sea Synergy, and the possibilities that our countries, as members of the European Union, have to work not only with the littoral countries of the Black Sea, but with all our eastern members. We have discussed very important issues, I think, about the transatlantic relations, about the possibilities for Europe to build on a stronger role in the international relations. Very hot issues like Western Balkans, Kosovo, Serbia, the developments there, the relations with Turkey. As you see, these are important problems where the experience of our both countries is quite good, and I think we both contribute substantially to the creation and the implementation of a European policy in this aspect.
Já se pokusím to teda shrnout. Mohu vyjádřit svoji radost, že jsme měli velice plodné a široké bilaterální diskuze. A hovořili jsme o spolupráci s Evropskou unií, tak v rámci celého Balkánska. Mohu potvrdit, že jsou to opravdu skvělé bilaterální vztahy. 6 měsíců po našem vstoupení do Evropské unie mohu vyjádřit poděkování za podporu, které se nám dostalo ze strany České republiky na té dlouhé cestě vstupu do Evropské unie, včetně spolupráce na přípravě do schengenského prostoru. Také jsme projednali transatlantické záležitosti a mohu říci, že nejenom existují české investice v Bulharsku, ale také chceme stimulovat bulharské podniky, které mají zájem investovat v zahraničí a předpokládám, že Česká republika bude jednou z nich. V rámci Evropské unie jsme měli šanci prodiskutovat spoustu detailů, lépe se vzájemně pochopit naši pozici, byla to velice užitečná diskuze, také co se týká vztahu s Chorvatskem, obranné politiky, oblasti obrany Černého moře, také s transatlantické vztahy a celkově budovat silnější a posilovat pozici Evropské unie. Také jsme probrali taková ta horká témata, západní Balkán, Srbsko, Kosovo a také spolupráce s Tureckem. A myslím si, že zkušenosti obou našich zemí mohou přispět k dalšímu prohlubování vztahů s Evropskou unií. Děkuji.
Ladies and gentlemen, now there's time for your questions. Are there some? Maybe over there.
Yeah. Petr Hamšek, ČTK. Já bych se rád zeptal pana bulharského ministra zahraničí, jak se Bulharsko staví k americkému záměru vybudovat v Česku radar protiraketové obrany USA, jestli Bulharsko tento záměr podporuje, případně jak chce Bulharsko řešit vlastní protiraketovou obranu. A pana ministra Schwarzenberga bych se rád zeptal, jestli součástí jednání bylo také vyjednávání vlastně, nebo výměna zkušeností týkající vyjednávání se Spojenými státy ohledně umístění americké základny, protože Česká republika v současnosti o tom vyjednává, jestli se třeba budeme v rámci toho vyjednávání něčím inspirovat z Bulharska ohledně jejich vyjednávání s Američany.
So first question is to you, your excellency, Mr. Minister, whether you've discussed the topic about the aim of the United States to build the radar base, anti-missile radar base on the territory of the Czech Republic, And the second, or whether you discuss also the defense policy of Bulgaria and your view to this topic. And the question to Mr. Minister Schwarzenberg, whether you exchange your opinions how to negotiate with U.S. partners on those hot topics like radar bases, anti-missile defense, and so on.
We follow with a very great interest the developments of the American anti-missile program. There were two processes that were underway, a NATO project and an American project for the anti-missile defense. Americans, as a single country, the decision-making is much easier there, were faster setting up their interests and suggesting the creation of this anti-missile system, this third dimension of the anti-missile system here in Europe, in the Czech Republic and in Poland. And this is something which is constructed with the aims to better defend the American territory. The large part of Europe is also covered by the anti-missile system if it is going to be built that way as Americans suggested. This is a defense system. It's not a system which is addressed against anyone else. We have two issues, and this is what I shared with Mr. Schwarzenberg on that. The first one is that we have to be absolutely open to Russia, and this system should be absolutely made in a transparent way so that Russia sees and understands that this is not addressed, or this is not built against the Russian interest. Technically, this cannot prevent any Russian attack, and second, this is really a truly defense system, which is not an aggressive one. The second, so that we would like to find a better cooperation between United States, European countries that are involved, and Russia, so that there is no an increased tension in Russia. The second point is that if the system is going to be built, it's not going to cover all the countries of NATO, members of NATO. And there is a principle of the indivisibility of the security on the NATO territory. That's why we would like to see this issue discussed within NATO, taking into consideration the American system, which is built here, to further assess the risks and to assure by NATO an equal level of defense of the whole territory of NATO. And that's why I think that this this issue should be further transferred to NATO, and the eventual realization of this program is seen as part of the NATO architecture for protection and security.
Já se jen zeptám, je tady někdo, kdo potřebuje překlad do češtiny? Já myslím, že ne, že není potřeba to zdržovat. Dobře. Pane ministře.
Tak, pan ministr by samozřejmě informován taky o vývoji kolem radaru. Samozřejmě taky ví, že plně informujeme také Ruskou federaci, že jsme v tom smyslu úplně otevřený. A pan ministr taky, za co bych mu rád poděkoval, mi taky přislíbil, že samozřejmě nám poskytne všechny informace, co se týká jednání Bulharska a pobytu amerických vojsk v Bulharsku, což ovšem je trošku jiná záležitost, poněvadž v Bulharsku to bude krátkodobý pobyt mnohem většího počtu, tak to je to úplně jiného než radarová stanice, kde je malý počet vojáků, ale asi tam tedy ty, kteří tam jsou, budou déle pobývat. Ale samozřejmě porovnáme, máme naše možnosti a stanoviska a jak to jednání probíhá.
Of course, I can only confirm that we will assess our standpoints and the possibilities and options. Of course, Mr. Minister was informed on the development and about our openness towards Russian Federation, and I have to thank him for this, that he promised to me to provide me with the information about U.S. Troops deployment in Bulgaria for a short period of time. Of course, you cannot compare it with the radar base, where it will be limited number of staff, but for a longer period of time.
Thank you. Three questions are allowed, so the second question may be for our guests. Do you have some? No? Yes? Yes, sir.
Excellency Minister Schwarzenbeck, I would like to ask you, does the Czech Republic support the Bulgarian opinion that the American anti-missile shield, particularly his elements in Czech Republic and Poland, should be in the future elements of the of a NATO shield, of a NATO shield system?
It is since a long time our view that the installation should be a part of the NATO architecture, and we are working together on it, as with the American side, as with the NATO. And if you would have read the last the declaration of the Secretary General of the NATO, you would have seen that these talks are progressing very well, and we are working much closer, and we are implementing the Riga decisions.
Thank you. And the last question. Yes? Tereza Šupová, Lidové noviny.
Tereza Šupová, Lidové noviny. I have a question for Mr. Kalfin. Today, European Commission criticized Bulgaria for insufficient progress in fighting with corruption. So I would like to ask you how you would solve it, if you have some plan to solve this problem.
From what I know, this is the report which is expected to be published today of the European Commission assessing the first 6 months after the accession of Bulgaria. This report is based on 6 concrete benchmarks, and the European Union assesses what is done on these benchmarks. Of course, the penalty, if we can make it, call it so, that can be triggered if the progress is not sufficient is to activate one of the safeguard clauses, which is in the accession treaty, like it was for the 10 countries joining in 2004. From what I know, in the today's report, there is no any suggestion for activating a safeguard clause. Out of these 6 benchmarks, the progress in many of them is shown very clearly, and it is said that this work, which is done in the last 6 months, should be continued, of course. We know very well what we have to do. On the basis of this round now with the report of the European Commission, before that we had a report of Bulgaria, we are going to prepare an action plan for the next period of time. We work it together. That's a mechanism of verification and cooperation with the European Commission. We are working together with the experts of the Commission. So after this report, we are going to create an action plan and focus on the remaining issues. Some of them require more than 6 months, I mean, the period we had afterwards. But I think that the report shows already also very clearly the progress which was made. And it says very clearly that there is a clear determination by the Bulgarian authorities to fight corruption, and there is success on that side.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.